Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I am joined today by Takahiro Sakido, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, August 10th, 2020. Welcome back, Sakido-san.
Good to be back.
Good to have you. Let's start out on one of my favorite topics, the Ministry of Finance's securities flow data. What does the most recent weekly data suggest Japanese investors are up to in foreign bond and currency markets ahead of the Obon summer holidays? And while we're on the subject, what about foreign investors in the JGB market?
Japanese investors net bought 273 billion yen of overseas securities around the end of July, July 26th to August 1st. Buying 1.1 trillion yen of medium to long-term bonds drove the trend significantly, while 46 billion yen in purchases of short-term bonds also contributed slightly. Japanese investors' foreign bond flow volume grew. They acquired a substantial 13 trillion yen of medium to long-term bonds and 852 billion yen of short-term bonds over the same week. Nowadays, foreign bonds are a core asset in Japanese investors' securities portfolios. In that week, 10-year U.S. Treasury yields slipped from 0.63% to 0.52%. Japanese investors have been driving U.S. Treasury yield drop. U.S. dollar JPY dipped to the 104 level due to Japanese exporters' revenue repatriation through the end of the month. Japanese investors took advantage of these moves and cut their hedges to take more currency risk in their existing portfolio, as well as add new foreign bond exposure. This also caused US dollar JPY basis to tighten slightly. Overseas investors net sold 1.8 trillion yen of Japanese securities through the end of July. They turned net sale of short-term bonds for the first time in 11 weeks by 1.1 trillion yen. Medium and long-term bonds for the first time in 4 weeks by 140 billion yen. And of stocks and investment funds for the first time in 2 weeks by 578 billion yen. The sale of short-term bonds suggests that overseas investors curtailed their buying of TDB asset swaps in response to narrower US dollar JPY forward premiums. Note that slowdown in purchases comes after a sizable buying. Overseas investors bought TDBs by 23 trillion yen in May and 21 trillion in June. In July, except for the last week, overseas investors purchased TDBs by 5 trillion yen. Generally, overseas investors buy 3 months TDBs. Looking forward, they may shift their TDB asset swap position to 6 to 12 months as firstly, TDB's issuances increases in the tenor, and secondly, relative attractiveness in US dollar JPY forward premium as out of the BOJ's 3 months US dollar fund supply operations. We will continue to watch TDB asset swap opportunities, particularly in 6 to 12 months, with top line bond coupons so low, foreign investors, as well as Japanese, have to consider various global arbitrage opportunities in order to ensure gains.
That's a good idea to have investors look a little further out the curve than they typically might. On a related note, dollar-yen basis and yen swap spreads stay tight and only seem to get tighter. Can you take us through what's driving that?
JPY swap spread 20 years sink into negative, deep negative territory. like during the darkest days of the coronavirus panic in March. JPY swap spreads will unlikely recover, staying negative. Global bond prices differ depending on the capabilities of the central bank's asset purchases. Pricing for bond and swaps outside the scope of the BOJ buying seems to show that underlying Japanese companies' interest to pay super long-term swaps have not recovered from the coronavirus shock. Japanese companies covered short-term cash funding with measures to mitigate the coronavirus shock and are now moving on to the next step. Whether they are optimistic or pessimistic about the outlook of the coronavirus, Japanese companies must quickly come up with their own medium to long-term business strategies. Separately, JPY basis swaps have shrunk as underlying real demand seem weak. Looking ahead, we expect JPY basis swaps and a JPY swap spread to remain narrow until Japanese investors and the companies have time to reconsider their post-coronavirus strategies.
Thanks for taking our listeners through that. To wrap up, can you take us through your view on dollar-yen, yen rate, and dollar-yen basis from here?
In a summer low, Tokyo market liquidity seems low and thin. There is risk of the second wave of the coronavirus. If risk aversion builds because of risk events, then US dollar JPY could break below the recent low of 104.20. Investors should still be wary of US dollar JPY downside. Our forecast range for US dollar JPY is 104 to 107 with a bearish bias. Japanese corporate underlying real demand flows for domestic and overseas investing tends to be weak ahead of the Obon summer holidays. Looking ahead, we expect US dollar JPY basis swaps to narrow and JPY swap rates to decline.
That's great analysis, Sekiura-san. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, John.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.